Hi everyone, my name's Jenny Angus Goodall and I'd like to say thank you for inviting us to the show on this momentous day. I'm part of the Mornington Peninsula Disabled Surfing Association, which was established in 1986 by this lovely guy called Gary Blashke. Gary Blashke had a motorbike accident, which he lost his kneecap and underwent extreme rehabilitation to get back on his feet. And while he was in there, he sort of learnt through talking with other people that there seemed to be a gap in surfing and people with disability. So Gary had a vision to start surfing, which he did in New South Wales, and it just grew. And so there's a branch in every state. And we have on the Mornington Peninsula, which is where I am, we also have another branch in Inverloch and Warrnambool and Ocean Grove. That's what we've got in Victoria. We have about 1,000 people on the beach on the day, and they're all volunteers. They're volunteers and surfers. We have a lot of surfers, and it's the best day, as you'll hear from the people that I've interviewed today, so I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to introduce Claudia, one of our surfers. So firstly, I'd like to ask you about how you came to the sport of surfing.
I might have seen it on Facebook or seen it in a newsletter or something, and I'm always up for giving anything a go. So it wasn't something I'd really had any success with. I think I'd had to try it at maybe school on a school camp. And then also I think I tried it at Scouts, and, you know, I was just hopeless because my balance is no good at all. And I thought, I don't know, you know. But I thought, if there's lots of other people with disabilities giving it a go, you know, surely I can try it out.
Did you enjoy water activities before you got involved with the GSA?
Yeah, I've always loved sort of swimming, and paddling is my favourite thing in the world, like kayaking. And actually, I got into paddleboarding, I think almost as a result of surfing. So, yeah, that's been really fun. But, yeah, anything on the water I love, just being in near around the water.
So have any of your friends become involved in the GSA since you have become a surfer?
Yeah, so at the time when I first found out about it, I was actually working for Vision Australia as an orientation and mobility specialist. So my role was to teach people how to get around safely. So, you know, I was out to visit lots of people, and, you know, I'd chat to people about it. And I met a couple of guys who actually used to be surfers prior to their vision loss, and they'd really lost a lot of confidence about getting back out to surfing. And so, yeah, it was great. I dragged a couple of those people along. And they actually, you know, they were a lot more successful at surfing because they had that history, and, you know, they just loved it. So, yeah, I have dragged a few people along.
So what's the biggest buzz you get out of surfing?
Gee, you know, like it's so funny. I'm really not a person that likes to be helped at all. And, you know, I was really quite apprehensive when I first turned up to the surf days because, you know, there was just like, there must have been about 15 or 20 people in the water volunteering. And, you know, I was just like, oh, golly, you know, like it was very, very confronting for me. But everyone just has the most amazing intentions and is just there for the right reasons. And yeah, I think that being surrounded by such a lot of just great energy and everyone just being so, you know, just getting so excited over like really small accomplishments. Like I think I got up onto my knees. Like I know I've managed to stand up on the board but not catch a proper wave or anything like that. But, you know, just even like getting up onto my knees for the first time rather than sort of sitting on the board. Like, you know, everyone's just so, yeah, over the moon for those small achievements. It's really cool. Yeah, it's not contrived. There's, you know, there's no condescension, and yeah, just an amazing bunch of people.
What do you think's the biggest sort of benefit to yourself?
The thing that I've really gotten the most out of surfing is probably that confidence about, you know, because I'd had such a rough time doing it in those other settings, you know, where it wasn't particularly accessible or well supported for someone with disability. You know, I think always having that little bit of success, you know, just feels so great, like accomplishing something that, you know, you never thought was possible, or, you know, that you thought, yeah, you couldn't do because of your disability.
What was it like when you very first started?
Everybody was so very helpful. And I think I was one of the first vision impaired surfers. And so they weren't quite sure what to do with me because, you know, they tried to carry me out on the surfboard. And I'm like, but I can walk. Like, you know, that's not my issue. That's not why I'm here. So, you know, I think there was a bit of education, you know, that I had to sort of educate people about, you know, vision impairment. So I think once we got over that and they realised that it's okay, it's just a different type of disability, I needed different support. I think once we sort of got over that, it was, it was much smoother sailing. You know, they worked out what I was capable of and what I needed assistance with. Yeah, so I think once we got over that apprehension, life was really good.
Have you got any concerns thinking about surfing because of COVID?
Look, you know, honestly, the events are so well organised that I have no concerns at all. Like, they're outdoors. They're already well spaced along the beach in terms of, like, social distancing. It's a huge space. So, you know, it won't be hard at all to get that social distancing happening. Even, you know, getting changed and in the change rooms and things like that, they're never crowded. It's always like, yeah, I've got no concerns whatsoever. I can't wait to get back.
What sort of precautions could you take to minimise your own risk?
I think the hardest thing is going to be keeping my excitement in check, because, you know, like, I do get pretty excited if you know, I manage to stand up or whatever. And, you know, so trying not to, you know, hug the nearest volunteer or, you know, like, scream out with excitement and, like, spit, you know, 15 feet in the air or something like that.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Thank you, Claudia, for coming and speaking with us. It's been great. We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
I've got Renee, who is one of our surfers. How are you going, Renee?
Good day, Jenny. Thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure. So how did you find out about the disabled surfing?
I was seeing a physio a couple years ago, and we got talking about all the things they get up to, like horse riding, skiing, and all that. And in the conversation, they turned around and went, "Hey, hey," and they tried surfing, and they went, "No, mate, because I kind of can't bloody swim." And my physio came back around and went, "Oh no, you don't need to swim. All you need to do is to not fall off the bloody surfboard." So I came down one day and I loved it, and you'll be happy to know that I did not fall off the surfboard that day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, thanks for that. And so, did you enjoy water sports previously?
I had very limited opportunity to really, because, like I said, I can't swim. So even though I absolutely adore the water, it's really hard to find the time and also the manpower. to help.
Did the surfing take you out of your comfort zone?
Yes and no. So as you might know, Jenny, I'm a bit of a daredevil. I kind of seek out opportunities that do take me out of my comfort zone, because if I know that I'm terrified, then I also know that I'll have a good time.
So how does the surfing make you feel?
It rushes adrenaline. I mean, you just sit back and you let 20 odd people make sure that you don't drown, and you just enjoy the ride.
Did you need any particular support to do the surfing?
Yeah, so how we surf, we get kind of a team of people that take us out, and then they form a human tunnel, basically from the wave to the shore, basically because they don't want to get liability court cases of having people drown.
Okay, and so with this pandemic that we've all endured, do you have any concerns about returning to surfing?
Not really. I think it'll look a bit different, but then what does it look different right now? But I think as long as it has the same relaxed vibe where everybody is helping each other out and we're all there to have a good time and chat and have a surf, it should be sweet.
Well, we are planning for the 2021, the two surf dates that we've got, January the 16th and March the 13th. Hope to see you on the beach at Point Leo.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully I'll finally see you get a surf, Jenny.
Exactly. Yes, Renee. I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show and giving your experience of surfing.
Anytime, Jenny, and I hope to see you and the people who are listening right now down at Point Leo Sunday soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Renee.
You've just heard a special program for 3CR's Disability Day broadcast. Stay tuned for more content after this break.